Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Colquhoun, meeting on the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It is Tuesday, July 30th, approximately a little bit after 2:30. We're meeting for a work session on case number PU 13-64, the Courtenay Wind Farm. We just previously had the hearing, and I will say, just to set the stage a little bit, the work session today, the way I understand the scope is, we're just going to talk about the single item or items of information we've received since the hearing and talk about what we might do with that information. We're not going to be having any discussion about the project itself. That's the way I understand this work session. I want to make sure that's the same with my colleagues. We're just going to talk about that issue. Everybody's agreeing. So with that, I don't have any opening comments. I would open it to Commissioner Crispin or Fedorchuk if you have any, and then turn it over to Mitch, maybe.
I have no opening comments.
All right. Mitch or Jerry, do you want to start, Sarah, start at the stage?
I can go ahead. Basically, what's happened, Commissioners, is since the hearing, we've received some additional information from landowners and from the North Dakota Aeronautics Association. There is a procedure that the Commission can consider that information in its decision if it wants to, but there's a procedure to be followed, and the first step in that procedure is if the Commission is going to consider that information. I believe, Jerry, from what we've heard or what we know, that we have all the additional information we anticipate getting, so we're kind of at a stage where we can move this forward. Is that right?
Yeah.
Jerry, put the mic up because it's pretty hard to hear when you're...
Yeah, we did get the thing from the Aeronautics Commission and a letter from a Mr. Sprague and another one from a Mr. Baumgartner,
yes,
I believe his name was. And attached to Mr. Sprague's letter was something from one of his neighbors that I guess we would consider part of his filing. So those are the things that we have so far.
My recommendation as far as proceeding forward from a legal standpoint would be on the next commission agenda or possibly the one after, but I would say the next, if everybody's comfortable with that, the commission take up the issue of whether to consider that additional information. My understanding is the company intends to submit something basically briefing the issue on whether the commission should consider or not under the relevant statute. They would obviously should do that before it's going to be decided at the commission meeting. And then if the commission decides not to hear it, then you've made that decision. We issue a decision on that. If the commission decides to hear it, then upon the written request of the company, they get an opportunity to present additional information and to cross-examine the people responsible for the new information you're going to consider. And what happens from there would be determined by the scope of what they request, but it could lead to another short hearing on the additional information.
I guess my thought of this work session today was maybe even answer that question about considering this information, because I think the clock is ticking for a lot of different reasons on this case and others. And I mean, it's not uncommon to get information after a hearing. But for me personally, I guess I'll just throw my cards out there that in the hearing I asked the questions. Question, have you talked to the Aeronautics Commission and have they heard anything back from them? I believe the answer back from the witness was everything is fine. I asked the question, have you contacted, is there any concerns with aerial spraying that you're aware of? The answer came back, there was no concerns. So when I saw the letter from the Aeronautics Commission and the private runway, if you will, I was kind of taken back. So for me, my viewpoint is that let's either open this thing back up or let's consider this information, but I don't need any more time to for me personally on those issues.
If I could, Commissioner, I think proceeding forward safely, if you will, from the additional information we just received, the last piece of information
we don't know that's the last piece of information.
Well, the last anticipated piece of information. Okay. What I would suggest is, at least as I understand it, the notice for considering the additional information probably would not go out until approved at the next commission meeting anyway. So I think if the company wanted to respond and make an argument for the commissioners to consider, I think the safe route would be to present that argument.
Okay.
And if we disagree with that, fine. And then we could issue the notice at the same time anyway. I don't think it would slow anything down waiting to the next commission meeting.
I see your... Oh, go ahead, Julie.
So you're saying we need to formally act on the issue of whether or not we're considering this at our next
meeting. In order for us to consider it, which we can, we have to provide all the parties, which in this case is just the applicant, notice that we're going to consider it, and that gives them certain rights of what they can do after that.
And why can't we can't make that decision today? It has to be at a formal meeting of ours on the agenda.
We could make the decision today and have a special meeting tomorrow morning, we don't have to wait, I think was your question.
Yeah, could we do that now and then have the notice out that they should be responding to us? Have that.
We just had our meeting today. We don't have our next meeting until August 21st. That's a lot of time to just tick away. If we have a consensus of two of us, if you will, or even...
The consensus, we have three different pieces of information. We have two letters from a landowner, one of which contains another letter that he submitted from his other neighbor, and then we have a letter from the Aeronautics Commission. From my understanding, the commission prepared to decide whether it's willing wants to consider all of that or some of it or none of it, or would you like to see some more of that, some more analysis of that?
Well, Randy, you haven't talked much yet.
Well, I think there was a little bit of a disconnect, or else I misunderstood. It's not that we have to wait until another meeting to make the decision. We could make it now, as I'm understanding it. However, in the law, there is some opening for the applicant to have sent us a response saying why we shouldn't even consider it. And if we make the decision now, we never took the time to hear that answer. Correct?
Correct.
But if we wanted to not let the clock slip away 3 weeks, if we got that response from the applicant, a decision on whether or not we want to just open this up and consider this evidence probably should be a 5-minute meeting, shouldn't it? We could just schedule in almost any time.
So I'm getting this. I thought you said that we had to have that our decision was to say we may consider this, and then they need notice of that.
That's one of the steps.
Yep, that we may consider it, and then they can, and that's a notice thing, not that we are going to, and then we wouldn't be giving them that notice, that we may consider it. And then that starts the clock ticking, and then they have to respond and tell us why we should or shouldn't. No?
Wouldn't it be a notice that you intend to consider it?
Okay, intend
like
to.
That? I mean, it's if you don't intend to consider it, you wouldn't have to give the notice, right?
Correct.
And so if you say that, because we're supposed to serve on them copies of it, too, along with that notice. And so I think what Molly is asking to do is to make some briefing or some arguments that it shouldn't be considered at all before it's decided.
Yeah, and I don't want to decide it without giving them a chance to respond. I'm not suggesting that at all in any of these scenarios.
Agreed. I think the point was, I think we should look at considering this information. If Randy and Julie both disagreed, then we'd be done. If one of you agrees, then I think we move forward. That's what I see the decision. So I think we should at least look at potentially looking at the information.
And if I'm reading between the lines with Mitch, there's maybe some information that is stronger than others, and there may be some of it that we don't want to consider.
Well, there's the broad scope of... You know, there was notice published accordingly. There was all of that. And so there's that issue of whether where the commission falls on that, being that this evidence wasn't brought at the properly noticed hearing. The second issue then gets into kind of what the substance of the letters are, which all three of them are different. And one of them is one person submitting a letter that was supposedly signed by another person. So there's different issues with there that I think if... My recommendation would be if we have the company respond to that and make their arguments, I think it might frame it a little better for all three of you with those different sources of information, and then take up whether and which of it to consider at the commission meeting and then put the notice out right after that. I don't think that is going to delay things any longer in the grand scheme of things. But
if we do choose to consider it, then do we have to do something with the ALJ and Does it have to be considered at a meeting like we had?
If we choose to consider it, then the company has an opportunity to request in writing what they want to do in response to that, which is cross-examine those witnesses, present additional information on its own behalf, and that's basically it. And if they decide to do that, particularly the cross-examine, then we would probably have to notice another hearing and go to Jamestown to accomplish that, with those people who submitted the information being present to be examined by the company. I don't think we can do that. Well, she hasn't been retained as a substantive ALJ for the first hearing, so I don't know how we can necessarily make her part substantive just for this piece of information.
I like your, after letting this settle in for a minute, I like your approach of doing, considering this, all the evidence, because I don't even have one of the letters. I haven't seen one of the letters. So considering it all at our next commission meeting and then just making a formal decision there that, yes, we intend to consider this or no, we don't. And if we intend to consider it, then we give them the notice and they can reply and let us know, you know, send us their information, and then we can consider it again.
That's what my recommendation would be for the procedure. It gives, I guess, everybody a chance before the next commission meeting to get in whatever they have to say about why we should consider it and or not, and nobody can complain about not necessarily having an opportunity to be heard.
Does anyone in the meantime have any work to do on it other than Molly and her firm?
The only other thing I would recommend do is compile it all. Jerry and I can do that and just get those three letters together and send something with an affidavit of service to the company saying the commission may you know, consider this additional information. They'll take it up at the next commission meeting and giving, you know, telling the company that if they want to have input on that, to have their response in whenever agenda day is.
We would need them. I mean, I guess the next meeting we have, I think we should have a motion that defines what we're going to consider. And so that's what I'm thinking, is that we'd have a motion that said we're going to consider these items, and then we vote yes or no on it. Not that we sit at that meeting and talk about it. You do the staff work ahead of time.
Yep.
So you would vote next meeting whether to consider it or not.
With the items listed of what we're going to reconsider. So there'd be some discussion between the commissioners, and because I don't want to lose time in there between now and then, because we have the items in front of us now, but the question I have is what if something else shows up next week or the next week or the next week? That's the part that we gotta button this up somehow.
Right.
We may get more landowners right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, these two have told me that they're talking to their neighbors and putting pictures of the maps up around in the elevators and stuff.
Sure. What is the, if we go, let's just change gears. The Aeronautics Commission letter, I mean, to me, there's no way I would not consider that, is what I think. Now, the other ones there's some discussion about, but could you say we're going to consider the Aeronautics Commission letter, and then whatever else comes in, it comes in, but you give it appropriate weight, where you at least, you kind of have a framework. Because if you open up the hearing again, anybody that comes is going to say their piece, and then you give it appropriate weight.
Yes, but part of that, and that's why I say part of that, whether we'd have to have the hearing again, depends on what the company requests, because under the statute, the company has a right with this after-acquired evidence to cross-examine on that evidence if they choose to do so.
What if we just say that we're going to consider this information and we're going to have a hearing again?
We are or aren't?
We are. We're going to open back up the hearing. And don't even worry what the company says. This is not uncharted ground for the commission. I see our general counsel.
Oh, we could reopen the hearing. There's some procedures to follow there. We can reopen the hearing if the commission wants to. I don't think that's so much of an issue, but there's going to be some hoops to jump through there. But I'm not aware of any reason why we can't reopen the hearing.
No.
Then there may be a chance that they can get together and work this out. without the hearing.
Well, that's a good point, Jerry, because reading through some of the information we may not be considering, but, I mean, they have 136 turbines or 100 turbines. If they selected 100 turbines, they could maybe make all these problems go away with those, with how they select final turbine location.
To me, the aeronautics issue is one issue, and then all the other members of the public who just now caught wind of this and are wanting to express their opinion. While I regret that they hadn't heard, it sets a pretty dangerous precedent, I think, to have the hearing and go through that process and then reopen it and do that whole process again. I mean, how do you ever put an end to it?
No, you're exactly correct. We've had every hearing we have, we'll get information that comes in after the fact. And usually the staff will bring it forward to us, and individually usually, just like this started out. But none of them that I've seen have hit the level of the Aeronautics Commission letter. To me, that's the trigger, if you will.
Well, that's a safety issue. I mean, right. There are serious safety
If it was the other issues, I would agree with you that I would not see even having this work session today. It's just the Aeronautics Commission weighing in the way they did as a safety concerns as an agency. That, to me, is you have to. That's why the other ones I'm either way on.
Well, and that's why I had the caveat of, I mean, I assume the Aeronautics Commission would probably be more of an issue with safety. The other stuff is similar to comments we already heard at the hearing.
Correct.
So there's different categories of information here, and I would anticipate going through each of those three, at least now, three submitted pieces of information and determining whether we intend to consider each of those individually and why or why not. And then the notice to the company would be, hey, these are the ones we intend to consider. That triggers their opportunity to request in writing what they want to do with it. And then from there, depending on what the company requests, would depend on our next action. My recommendation would not be, I guess, at this point to reopen the entire hearing because there's a procedure to deal with what's new versus what we already knew. And it's different. If we were to have another hearing, it would be much more limited just on the additional evidence we may
like
or may not
consider.
We just
did for the CapEx one.
Yeah.
Could we do a slightly in-between process from what you described, Mitch, and that is give a week, like have a special meeting next week to determine which ones we're going to consider rather than waiting until August 21st and giving a lot of folks the hope that we're going to open this thing up again and generate a whole bunch of additional, you know, feedback that we're more inclined to keep this fairly narrow. We want to examine what we've got and do that rather than waiting until the end of August.
Yeah, I think if the commission's inclined to schedule a special meeting on it, you know, to decide what it's going to do with the additional evidence, I see no reason that can't be done either.
Somewhere in the middle. That's yeah. I just want to wait, like you said, till August 21st. Randy, do you have any thoughts one way or the other?
I'm okay. We can move it up or we can wait. Okay. It doesn't matter to me.
The company, weren't they going to file late-filed exhibits as to why, how was it, the white dots in the map, if you will, the non-participating landowners, as to how they contacted each of those? So one of these issues should clarify itself with their response.
They are, I'm trying to remember the exact description. I know there is a late-filed exhibit that deals with participating versus non-participating landowners and what efforts have been made, you know, interactions between the company and those those landowners.
What's the deadline for their exhibit?
There is not a deadline right now because it's where they were waiting on a response, a completion of some cultural resource studies plus a SHPO review. So the deadline would in effect be when they have those documents to submit. Because there was five late filed exhibits, some of which were still kind of pending and unknown of when they would be completed.
You know, as we talk about advancing the date to move things along quickly,
maybe they're not even.
If they don't have their answer to that question of how the non-participating landowners were handled and notified, maybe that's not what we ought to be doing. Because, you know, I can see a potential for not the company maybe misstepping, but landowners that are going to benefit substantially possibly misleading some of the non-participating landowners into thinking they have plenty of time.
And well, let's, we don't usually open it up for outside comment, but I think I'd be fine asking Molly if she has a preference, if that's okay with you two. Because she's with the company. If the company would have a desire to move it before August 21st.
You know, commissioners, and I would just say, to somewhat for just a practical look at this, I guess, if you will, or a legal look, even if, say, we move it up a week, we may still get another letter the next week, which may require some action, depending on what it is. Nothing we do is going to stop somebody from the public from writing us later, so to speak. So I guess I don't see, you know, if we move this up to a special meeting next week and then we get a letter the following day, we'll kind of have to address that in some fashion anyway.
And that's not uncommon. With the Keystone Pipeline, we went through that forever.
So you're saying keep in the normal course business.
I can't think of any reason why moving it up is really going to speed anything up in this case with the 5 pending late filed exhibits. I mean, I'd be happy to hear from Molly too if the company has a preference, but I think in the long run it's not going to speed it up any or change what happens from here on out.
Okay. I don't really know that we want to be making our decision based on what's best for the company on this personally. I think we should do what we think is the best in procedurally, and
it seems to me we've got this issue out there. We know the landowners there are talking. We've got a meeting scheduled 3 weeks from today. You know, if stuff keeps trickling in later than that, the hearing was, a good 3 weeks ago or so now. At some point, the information's got to stop, or it becomes pretty late to be considered anyway.
Right.
And it's the relevance of the issue. So I'm fine with August 21st.
We're going to give them time to respond. Yep. I mean, obviously, they're going to have their chance to respond and lay out their case.
Well, and they said that during the hearing they might have turbine locations as early as September, so okay. I'm fine with August 21st, so then we would prepare a draft motion between the three of us and our colleagues would get a chance to look at it before the meeting, and if you didn't like something, you'd change it. Sound reasonable?
Works for me.
In the meantime, Molly will be notified so that she can get a response in, if she chooses to, as to why we should not consider any late filed that we will have before the meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So will that motion read, it'll say the commission, walk me through what we think it'll say.
What I think the motion would say is, being that would be your motion, I think the motion would say, I move the commission consider the letter from the Aeronautics Commission in case number PU 1364.
Plus whatever else information we're going to consider.
I move the commission consider the letter from Robert and Julie Sprague. And then possibly just randomly picking letters here, I move the commission not consider the request from Grant Baumgartner or some, you know, whichever, whatever.
We probably don't have to move to not consider something. We've never done that before. We get a lot of late information that comes in.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm sorry to be belaboring this, but
it's important stuff.
There's a distinction here. I thought we were at the 21st meeting saying we may consider it, and that's a notice to the company to provide their feedback. Yeah. What Randy described was different than that to me. Randy was suggesting that they were going to provide that information to us before the hearing. But there's a notice requirement, I thought, that was triggered by our hearing. Or our meeting.
The company is, my understanding, is going to present their argument of why we should not consider it at all.
And after then, we decide what we are going to consider.
No, before. And then at the 21st meeting, the commission will make its motion of whether it may avail itself to it or not, which may include all of it, may include two of the three, may include one of the three. And then after that, the company gets to request how they want to respond to the fact that we may consider that information.
Well, we said we're going to consider it at that point, right? On the 21st, our motion will be to consider it.
Yeah, I use the words of the statute. When you say may consider, it actually becomes part of the record, and the commission can discuss it in the work sessions on the order. So, I mean, from the company's perspective, if I was their lawyer, I'd say, well, they're going to consider this, so we should figure out how we want to respond.
But prior to the meeting, we'll have a pile of information from the company saying why we should or shouldn't do something, and we'll have the stuff here, and we can make that determination as we form the motion.
Yeah.
And then we can all decide what we're going to do at that time.
Yeah.
I see.
And if new stuff comes in, then they'll get that as we receive it?
Yep. Yes.
And isn't there some time period that they're supposed to have to be able to respond?
And the record closes.
They're supposed to, they're supposed to show up at the hearing. This is just basically anything acquired after the hearing but before a decision is made. So the time period is in flux, but it's the period after the hearing and before a decision.
Okay.
Okay.
Exactly. I've heard from the landowners, or some of the landowners, they're not direct participants, that they didn't know where those turbines were going to go until really after the hearing. So,
is that normal in this process? In this?
Well, they were supposed to file them a week before, and somehow the landowners didn't see anything, the ones that weren't getting turbines, until what they heard about it later.
Did they file them a week before?
Yeah, but the people that didn't get turbines, they didn't see what's filed and what's not filed the week before.
And is the company required to let them know, or are these people just supposed to be following this on a website?
The law puts a responsibility on the public, and it puts a responsibility on the applicant, and you know, the notice is there for the public to show up and get their information and say their piece.
So these guys with their letters that wrote in late were saying that they didn't see that the turbines were going to affect them like that, and that's why they didn't go to the hearing. So that's just, I put that out there for...
Well, we still don't know if it's 100 turbines or 136 turbines.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of grayness in this, but okay. So I think that's a path forward. Got 3 weeks to let it all work itself out till we have the motion, and then we go from there. Anything else?
Do we need a motion to get these wheels churning?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Because I'll just, it'll be my motion for the, since it's a energy generation, I'll tweak it based on the input that I think we have, and then they'll staff it around accordingly, and then we can go from there. And if somebody wants to hold it over or make tweaks to it, like always, we can do that.
And the only other thing is Jerry and I will work on getting a letter out to the company that kind of compiles all the additional information we've received to date and saying, if you want us to consider your response, have it in by, I would just say agenda date.
A week before,
So August 14th.
Yeah.
Well, and we would oftentimes with very controversial motions, I mean, we may have a work session August 20th to talk about the motion for the next day than trying to have a work session right there at the bench. Have it the day before when we have really solidified what the motion is going to be, what the response is. That probably makes sense. Okay. Going once, going twice? Really? Okay, with that, we'll close the work session on case number, let's see if I can find it.
PU 1364.
There we go, yep. PU 1364. Thank you all.